We're back starting the new podcast. Okay, here we are, folks, talking about New Mexico, and I was going over a video that I happened to see on YouTube saying top 10 reasons why people don't want to live in New Mexico. They have their reasons, whatever they are. I don't give what the reasons are. And I'm going to go over those reasons, but in my opinion, they haven't been here. These people that make these videos up, they go by stats. Stats are meant to be broken to me. So I don't really care about stats. I live in this state, so I know why it is a great state. There's nobody here, so there's one good reason. It's not jam-packed like California. Most of the people I see coming here, California. I wonder why that is. Because it's not crowded. There's our neighbor who's from California, and that's one thing she always says. It's not crowded. The roads aren't crowded. I complain the road's crowded. Oh, it's not that bad. I've seen those roads. I've driven 18-wheelers on those roads in California. They're crowded. So let's get into these 10 reasons why this person that I saw this video from thinks that these people don't want to live in New Mexico. And then I'll go over what I think of these reasons. So let's get right into it. Well, let's see. The crime rate. More than double the national average, this person says. Well, the income's low here. So we have that. Well, with lower incomes comes people doing drugs. We're next to the border. Fentanyl's a terrible thing in this town. So there's that. But it's in its own section of where in all these towns that it's at. So, you know, there's that job opportunities. There's plenty of jobs out there. I don't know why this is even on the list. There's plenty of jobs. You go to Walmart, they hire anybody. And they hire everybody. And there's people outside of Walmart with signs. Need money. I saw a guy the other day. Didn't say anything except need weed. They're just lazy. That's why there's no jobs. I mean, not no jobs, but there's people out there that just are lazy and don't want to work. Hence, higher unemployment. Let's see. That was number 9. 8 was poverty. Well, let's see. On a national average of a medium home, the income is $54,000. Here in New Mexico, you can live pretty good with $54,000 a year. So there's nothing wrong with that. If that stops people from moving here, then don't come. I don't want you here. We talked about substance abuse. That was number 7 reason. There's a lot of reasons on this list that I see that I think are doubled up. So, education. 51st worst in the United States. This includes D.C. And the only thing I can say is about this one is they're absolutely right. Education is the worst. Although I graduated high school in this state. So back in the 80s, it wasn't bad at all. So it's gotten worse. This is a red state. I mean, a blue state. Excuse me. I wish it was a red state. Then a lot of things could be different. So they are offering now in New Mexico free tuition to all seniors that graduate to go to a New Mexico school, college. I think this is also included in community colleges. There's 18, I believe, colleges in the state, which is a pretty low number for being the 5th largest state in the union. The tuition doesn't come from taxpayers. It comes from the lottery. So taxpayers don't have to worry about, money coming out of their pockets to pay everybody else's tuition, which is awesome because who wants to do that? I mean, we're still paying until we're 80 for our college educations. Let's see, number five. Why is this even on here? Climate and landscape. This guy was complaining about the climate and landscape. This is one of the best states in the country to live in for climate and landscapes. So let's see. Most cities are in rugged, arid land. That's not enough to not move here. Rugged and arid. Well, three quarters of the state is desert, so there's that. But here in Las Cruces, which is in the southern part of the state, average temperature, I believe, is about, we'll say approximately 75. It's in 70 degrees something, but anyways, 75 degrees, that's a year round where the sun shines probably 360 days a year. So if that's a reason not to move here, well, so be it. And then the landscape, well, like I said, it's a desert, but there's mountain ranges and there's more to do outside all year round than a lot of other states. Most states, unless you live in the Southwest or Florida or somewhere in the South, you're limited in what you're going to do year round. Well, unless you snowmobile and ski, but hey, New Mexico's got skiing too, snowmobiles. When I was young, the people that lived across the street from us, they had a whole slew of snowmobiles. So that was pretty cool, not being around snowmobiles at all. They used to race them across the alfalfa field that was across the street. Not race them, but go up and down the test them out, see if they're all working good and shit. It was pretty cool. So let's go to number four. Number four, access to travel. Well, let's see. There's one major airport in New Mexico, Albuquerque International. And that's not even an international airport because there are no international flights. And Albuquerque is limited on what airlines they have. There's Southwest that you have to at least go to Dallas, probably, or Chicago to catch a connecting flight to somebody else. So you have to stop there. So you can't get straight flights to anywhere. When I was young, I was flying back to New Hampshire from El Paso. Okay, El Paso's 40 miles away from Las Cruces. So there's another airport. Las Cruces Airport just had flights open up to Albuquerque International Airport. So you can go from Las Cruces to there, or you just drive to El Paso, park your car, and boom, there you go. So, being limited to travel, yeah, it's a wide open country, but it's not Texas. I mean, Texas, it takes you a day to drive across there. Albuquerque is only 200 miles north of Las Cruces, and then you've got another, what is it, 40 miles, 45 miles. I don't even know how far Santa Fe is from Albuquerque, but you can see it. So it's not far to travel by car. And the price of gas, from what I've seen, isn't that bad. So it's 320 a gallon. We'll say that. That's cheap compared to the national average. So there you go again. New Mexico wins. Hey. Healthcare. That was the number two reason. It's 37th in the life expectancy of in the 50 states. And the life expectancy is approximately 78 years old. Well, wide open spaces. If you can't make it to a hospital and you live somewhere out on a ranch or some of these communities that their health care facility isn't the best, because there's a lot of places like that that just aren't the best, you're gonna probably have some problems. So, always go see your doctor and problem solved. And the number one reason was, poor infrastructure. They got me on that one. God, the roads around here made of old wagon wheels. This is the Wild West, and I think they use the roads of the wagon trains that come across country. Butterfield Trail, just north of Las Cruces. I think they still just paved over the wagon trails, and the bumps and everything are still there. It's terrible. I'm not a big fan of it at all. They're paving roads in this state that don't need to be paved, and the parts of the roads that do need to be paved aren't getting paved. It's crazy. I don't understand it. So where the money's going, it's called a bipartisanship, a repaving project, but the governor takes claim for it all, and she's spending these $43 million to repave the highways. But pictures I've seen of I-40, haven't been on I-40 in a year or so, it looks just terrible. And I'm always hearing about accidents from the company I work for. Oh, this part of the row of I-40 blocked, and that's usually between Santa Rosa and Tucumcari, or Klein's Corner, Tucumcari, always truck accidents. Well, that has a lot to do with the truck speed, but that's a whole different subject. But the roads, the roads could be better. They're terrible. So, I just don't get it. The state, the culture's been here for 2,000 years. There's Pueblos in the Pueblo Nation up there, Indian Nation, Pueblo Indians, that have had buildings 1,000 years old, and they're still living in them. It's awesome. Santa Fe, state capital, is the oldest state capital in the country, also the highest. Santa Fe's been around since the 1600s. Shit, U.S. wasn't even around. So, as the highest, I believe it's at 13,000 feet. I could be wrong, but I think I read that somewhere. So, the land of enchantment, it has a lot to offer. And we'll talk more about it. We'll talk to people that, they fear and love it just as much as I do. And we'll see what they think of it. I think it'll be good to do some interviews and stuff, and we'll get into it better. Get better at these podcasts too. I'm a little new at this, so we'll get to it. But the land of enchantment.